One of the big questions on everybody's mind is, when and how do I stake my garden? Well, let's talk a little bit about the benefits first. Some of the benefits for staking some of your produce is, of course, it keeps it clean. It keeps it off the ground. You don't have a lot of dirt. It doesn't contact the ground. And also, it supports the heavy produce that's in the top of your plants. Another reason is it's easier to maneuver through your garden, through your rows, if you've got these staked through there. Another benefit is that it helps the wind movement through the canopy, and that means that it'll cut down on your disease problems. So there's a lot of benefits in staking your crop. Let's talk about the ones that we think about staking all the time. Most people always stake tomatoes, and that's always a good thing. There's some other crops, though, that a lot of people don't think about staking. Beans is one that most people will use poles or something of that nature, but you can also use stakes and do a different weave method, and I'll talk about that in just a second, of getting them up on the trellis system and so that you don't have to use poles. But another one is cucumbers and some of your squashes. A lot of these, of course, you don't have to trellis them because they'll just kind of creep along the ground and they form a nice vine. But it's sometimes a little bit harder to find your cucumbers, a little bit harder to find your squash. And they're on the ground, and so you're having to go through some of those, fighting some of those diseases that cause them to get to rot and things of that nature that's on the ground. So putting them up on a trellis may be a great tool to use. Now let's talk about the ways that we stake our crop. One is using a stake per plant. A lot of times this is used in our tomatoes that you'll put one stake right beside the tomato plant, and then you'll use that and you'll tie the tomato plant up as it goes up. This does take a lot of labor, and if you don't have a tremendous amount of plants, then it's fairly easy to do. But if you've got several plants, if you've got maybe two or three rows of tomatoes, it's going to get a little bit harder. You're going to have to come up with a lot of stakes. Well, some other things that we use here in Granger County is we use a Florida weave method. Now, what that means is that we put one stake in. We'll usually put two plants, if not three plants, between that stake and the first stake and the second stake. And then we use the Florida weave system, which is you take a string and you'll tie it to your stake and you'll come on one side of your tomato plants down low, and then you'll wrap it around the other stake, and then you'll bring it back on the other side. And then you'll do that several times throughout the season. As the plant grows, you put another weave system in, and so that it will support your crop. And that's a lot of times it will cut down on the amount of stakes, of course, and it's sometimes a little bit easier in the long run. You spread out your labor. Another system that we use a lot of times with beans and sometimes our cucumbers and our squashes is, for lack of a better word, I always call it the bean weave. And what you do there is you take your two stakes again, first stake, and then you're planting down three or four, maybe even five, depending on the length of these. But sometimes we're usually using two plants per stake, sometimes three. And again, it depends on your spacing and what you're doing. Putting the last stake in, and then you're using that Florida weave, a string on one side of your plants, and then back down on the other side, and then you do that on the bottom, and then you do that on the top, and then you use a string and you zigzag in between those. And what that does is those small plants that has those little runners, they'll come up and they'll attach to those strings and they'll just climb right on up those. And so that's one method that is used here in Granger County that seems to be catching on in several places. It may be a little bit easier for you to use that in a garden setting, and maybe you want to do that maybe in an entire row, or maybe you want to just do in small sections. But those are some ways to do some staking that will really benefit you in the long run.